weekend.
It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, and it is about 5:02, which means you go on YouTube. Whenever or wherever you're listening, you know we're live on YouTube as well. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, comment along with us, and also find out when the Brewers are home if the dome is open or closed. All you got to do is go to YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, and you will see that tonight, the dome is closed, or it is not open, however you want to look at it. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. Wednesday means it is also time for Rain Man. Rain Man is brought to you by ESPN. Why? Because it's the ESPN prize pack that, in fact, you can win if you get everything correct. Not exactly sure what's in the ESPN prize pack. Do we know what's in it? Alex, do we know what's in the ESPN prize pack?
I'd like to think there's more than a can koozie.
So you don't actually know?
I think it changes.
Oh, okay. So
T-shirts maybe?
I don't know. I'm open to whatever. I support whatever it is.
You know who would know is who was our contestant last week, the Hall of Famer, Chef Ed.
Oh, Chef Ed,
he's
yeah.
probably won 50 of those babies.
He informed me that he went national this week. He was on a couple of national shows.
Oh.
News to me, but I don't think he'd make it up. He's going big time. So Rain Man is brought to you by 94.5 ESPN and also by Saganiac Planning, named synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service, and doing it well locally for over 50 years. That's how and why they can be so good on things that can be complicated, employee benefit plans, medical, everything. Saganiac Planning. So now a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service and doing it well for over 50 years. A phone number you can remember. It's kind of Don Hudson with Roger Maris, but 262, you know that. 783, that's all you got to remember, 783, Roger Maris, 6161, 262-783-6161. It is too bad. It's just too bad. I might have to ask Saganiac Planning to change their phone number. They need to go to 262-783-6363. Oh, baby, that would be special. I'll talk to John Jr. I'm going to see him Monday. And see if they would consider doing that, of course, for a reason it's so obvious. Caller number 5 on Rain Man. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. Caller 5, and because I have not yet challenged the rule, you still do not have to get anything right in order to win the prize package. You just have to be caller number 5. I wish it was a little tougher than that, but not as it stands right now. So 1-800-990-3776, caller number 5, you will get a chance to impress everyone how smart you are, depending on how many you get right. Oh, I did not do it first. I confused myself on when the Brewers have a game, because I have to first tell you to go to YouTube to see if the dome is open or closed. And I also made the mistake of not telling you the Miz is not pitching today. Someone else can tell you when he pitches next. Although you just know, for me, you'll always know there are two kinds of days for the Brewers. The ones in which Miz pitches and the ones in which he doesn't. And a sadness that everybody lives with, knowing that when you have such a player and a pitcher, a starting pitcher, it's not like an everyday player. So be it. Rain Man, the first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. I believe we have Al in Racine. Al, you are on 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon.
Hey, Homer. What's going on, buddy?
I don't know. That's just a weird question. What's going on? I don't know. Miz isn't pitching. Thanks for asking. I said Miz is not pitching. Everything else with the Brewers is secondary because it's 1-162. Please understand, baseball, 10 games. 10 games equal one NFL game, or pretty close to that. I know this, but I have to ask it because I want other people to know. Your Rain Man resume, please, Al.
I played a couple weeks ago, and I think I got an 8.
All right. I would say right now the key is, since everybody wins an ESPN prize pack, whether you're good like that or stink, to try to go double figures. I think if you go double figures, I will mention that person the following week or somehow. I can't give that person anymore because that's a violation of the rules that I don't know what they are, but I know they're at, what's the site?
ESPNWisconsinContests.com.
Yeah. So, Al, an 8. If you got an 8, then I would say a 10 would be necessary to impress me. You ready to go?
The first question is
the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question because they've been such a great supporter of Marquette. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. At what Big East school did Marquette great Al McGuire play college basketball?
Louisville.
Incorrect. How old is the Miz?
24.
Correct. With what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
63.
Correct. What kind of cards does the Miz collect?
Pokemon.
Correct. In what city and state was the Miz born?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Incorrect. What is the Miz's jersey number?
Pass.
Where did the Miz play college baseball? Good luck.
Crowder?
Crowder College is correct. A record for the most U.S. Open men's golf titles for a person.
4.
Correct. He won the U.S. Open men's golf title in 1978 and 1985. Name him.
Pass.
Brewers are how many games over 500 into tonight's game?
18.
Correct. What is Aaron Ashby's record?
10-0.
Correct. What is the Miz's record?
9-2.
Incorrect. He leads the Brewers' batting average at .347.
Andrew Vaughn.
That's correct. Jake Bowers leads the Brewers with how many home runs?
12.
Incorrect. Trevor McGill leads the Brewers with how many saves?
9.
That is correct. He won the U.S. Open men's golf title in 1978 and 1985. And what is the Miz's jersey number?
Jersey number 18.
Too late and incorrect. And the golfer didn't have an answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 9. We'll see. Alex has 9 correct, you think?
I have 9, yep.
All right, let's see. How many Alex gets of the 6 you didn't get? At what Big East school did the Marquette great Al McGuire play college basketball? I would like to mention, I believe in college you ran a mile in 4:21. I don't know if they ran track. What school?
I enjoyed that fun fact. I have no idea. Let's go Georgetown.
St. John's.
Ah.
One of the great bricklayers ever. If you don't believe that, I'll give you his shooting percentages. How old is the Miz? 24, you got right that. He's number 63. Yes, Pokemon cards. In what city and state was the Miz born? I knew you wouldn't get it. I have to add this because people just have to get smarter and smarter.
Yeah, I'm surprised that wasn't accompanied with a good luck. Some town in Missouri is my answer.
Yes, Blue Springs, Missouri. What is the Miz's jersey number?
32.
32 is correct. Where did he play college baseball? Crowder College.
Props to Al on that one.
Yep. Most U.S. Open men's golf titles is 4. This is sad. Al, I give you a minus 1. You go down to 8. You got to know this. He won the U.S. Open men's golf title in 1978 and 1985.
Is it Andy North?
Andy North is a correct answer. Nicely done. The Brewers are 18 games over. Aaron Ashby is 10-0. The Miz is.
Is he 7-2?
8-2.
8-2.
When you throw. And yes, Andrew Vaughn leaves the Brewers with a batting average of .347. Jake Bowers leads the Brewers with how many home runs?
I said 11.
13.
Ah.
And Trevor McGill with how many saves? Again, 9. I think you got that right. Correct? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. You still there, Al?
I am, Homer.
All right. Now, I'll give you a second chance because this is when you need to know everything. Like I said about when I talked to TVV, I want to know everything about The Miz. Like, does he love breakfast cereal? Does he like what? In what city and state was The Miz born?
I know you just said it. What was it?
Blue Springs, Missouri.
Blue Springs.
Yeah, just however you remember. And I'll give you one more chance. In what city and state was The Miz born?
Blue Springs, Missouri.
Nailed it. Al, I take back not knowing Andy North won in 1978 and 1985. And I believe he shot over par in the last round of each of them. He did what he had to do to win. Two-time U.S. Open golf champion, which is the way I introduce him, not to be confused with 755, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. Nicely done, Al. You win whatever the prize pack is, though I don't actually know what it is. I probably should find out. It'd be important for me to mention what you win. Alex, have somebody find out and then tell me. Congratulations, Al. 9. And in what city and state was The Miz born? Tell him, Alex.
Blue Springs, Missouri.
I have no idea where it is, what it is, and what's famous about Blue Springs other than The Miz. But work can be done. Jason Wilde, next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. That means he's not on the Yingling Hotline. He has his own Yingling Hotline. Jason Wilde now on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Jason, good evening. How are you doing?
God, this throws me off so much. I'm doing great, Homer. Thank you so much for asking. How are you?
I'm fine. All right, now we get to, I mentioned yesterday that I wanted to address the Packers this year as 2011. Because part of 2010 Super Bowl is partially, well, they weren't that good. But no, they were so good at the end of the season. They were the best team, and they proved they were moving in that direction by what they did at the start of 2011, right? They're just crushing everybody. So it was the end of 2010 with the Super Bowl, continued in 2011. Unfortunately, they didn't close the deal. So for those who said, look, they're better than you're giving them credit for because they, whatever reason, they proved they were that good, and if people believe that last year the Packers would have done better if not for the injuries, they can prove it by how they play this season. Because if they were and it was the injuries, they should kick some butt in this regular season and impress people, I guess, win the division or something. If they were that good, yes, last year and only didn't achieve what they could have because of injuries. 2011. What?
They won't have Parsons early in the year, though.
Right. But that does not prevent them from doing it at some point in the season. That'll factor in when he gets better. If they were that good last year, suffer from the injuries, they should show that this year at some point and probably at the end of the year. They could easily be like 2010 because of the injury to Parsons, not do much. Get better and be that good by the end of the season, and then wherever they're seated, kick butt just like 2010 did.
Okay. Of all your half-baked cockamamie ideas, this one's pretty good.
I don't think they're good, so I don't think that's going to happen. I think people oversell how good they were at the end of last year. And can use the injuries as a bigger problem than
No, I think that we're good.
Okay. I know, you do. You're part of that. Yeah.
I don't think that I have a track record of saying they're good when they're not.
That is accurate also.
Like they were when I mean, I'm watching, I wasn't in Denver, but I'm watching that game, and I don't know how you're watching them and not going, okay, these guys are the real deal. Like they go into Denver, the team that ends up being the number one seed in the AFC, and they're 1 yard more of leading Christian Watson by Jordan Love from being up 30-14, and Christian Watson not leaving the stadium in an ambulance. I mean, I just, you know, they were legit. And yes, does that excuse them not finding a way to staunch the bleeding?
Yeah, that was my follow-up
question.
Either
the Bears game?
They were that good, they'd have found a way to do better than lose their last five games.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they're undeniably reeling. And you know, the Baltimore game was just, I mean, that was just embarrassing. You can't give up 307 rushing yards.
Nope.
I don't care if you're Ashwaubenon on high school playing against Baltimore. So that was bad. You'll get no argument from me there. But, no, I thought they were legit good.
So what happened? Given they're legit good, how do you then assess not being able to find a way to win one game, even with those injuries?
Well, I mean, let's look at the games they lost, right? I mean, they lose the Denver game, which when things go to hell in Denver, when you already don't have Tucker Kraft and the guy who has stepped in and really reignited your offense in Christian Watson leaves in an ambulance, it doesn't matter that he ends up playing the next week. I mean, it mattered. That was great that he wasn't seriously injured. But it doesn't matter that he played the next week. In that moment, you're like, oh, my God, here we go again. And then, oh, by the way, you know, a quarter later or less than a quarter later, the best defensive player you have on your team leaves with what everyone knows instantly is an ACL tear. So I don't – they still could have won that game. But I just think that game they were – I mean, right, these guys are not
that's
robots.
One of five.
Right. So then the next week they play the Bears, and they're leading 16-6. And Romeo Doubs, God bless him for all the good things he did in Green Bay, but how he manages to mishandle that onside kick, which is one of several things that went wrong, not to the degree of the 2014 NFC Championship game, but they were in position to win that game. Hey, they lose that one. That's bad. That's bad, 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 bad. It was 16-6 with 2 minutes left. And they lost it. So that's bad. The week after that is that Baltimore game. And that was just, there's no excuse. There's no anything. That was embarrassing. And then the next one is the game where they played their seventh graders. So like.
That one doesn't count. That one's out. It's
right.
Right. It's of the four games. I apologize. Any discussion of that team after the injuries, it's four games, not five. That's bad.
And then obviously, you know, you have to be a pretty decent team to have been in the position they were in to blow it to the degree that they did in Chicago. But again, you of all people should be the biggest proponent of, hey, that one's on injuries. That's on losing Edgar and Cooper. Because he was finally playing like the guy you have touted him as being after not really playing like that guy all year, and then he plays like that guy, and then he leaves in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'd given up on him last year before then. I just I took that down as an L. And, in fact, I'm also of the opinion that unless I've given up on him, I should anticipate him to elevate more than anyone else from last year.
Mm.
And I'm not sure he's that good.
I like him and Bullard to have very good years.
Yeah, you need to talk about Bullard. You want to talk the whole time about Bullard? I'm fascinated by the level of confidence. I don't know what your list is. If I had a list of people that Jason really likes, and he's on that list. Let's go back to the beginning. What happened to elevate him? You have him at the same level I had Cooper last year.
Yeah, well, not quite. But
in close.
In the same
you think yeah. he can be a player – that tilts the field. Yes. Earn that. Yeah. Yep. Well, how and why? I mean, explain.
Because I think he does everything well, right? I think he's very physical. He's this compact, like if you were drawing superhero cartoons, which I've seen your drawing skills. They're not great.
I'm one of the worst ever. You know what happened in fourth grade? We did a thing. The class did an art project, and they put up everybody's work except mine. We drew a picture. They put someone on the. They had someone draw on the other side, so they didn't have to put mine up. It was that bad. I've moved on. Damn bastard.
Clearly, yes. And your dad did not come to the art show anyway.
No, he didn't.
He made an unbelievable interception on a love throw to Watson during the mini camp too. That, like, he's got ball skills. He hits a ton. Like, he is a physical, tough player. He is, like I said, if you were drawing the muscles for a superhero character, that's how he's put together. He's just short. Like, he and I stand eye to eye.
When did he get that good? When did you first?
Well, so, no, I think he's already good. I am predicting that he's going to have a breakthrough season. Like, I don't think he's been so good that you're like, oh, my God, how was I not paying attention to how good this guy was? Like, I think, you know, what he has done is, you know, you always call me sneaky tough. I think he's been sneaky good. Like, you know, he didn't have eight interceptions like McKinney did 2 years ago. He obviously isn't sacking the quarterback 12 times like Micah Parsons. He didn't have as many splash plays as your guy, Edgerrin Cooper, did. Remember, they were both second-round picks in that 24 class. And so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's just an above-average, decent player.
Nah.
But they seem to have him in just the right spot. Like, I don't think you want him to be one of those, you know, center-field-type corners. I think they've got Evan Williams, and they've got Xavier McKinney in the right place for them. And I just love Bullard's skill set. And then I also, you know, I really love his attitude. Like, I don't love how often he uses the F word because it makes it hard to use his audio on the radio or on television. It's fine for me as a writer. But, like, he's got a toughness to him. He's got an attitude about him. Like, he's... You know, Tausch is frustrated that there's not enough Packers that hate the Bears. I feel pretty good about that guy hating the Bears. And if that's what you want from your team, he fits that mold as well. So he may not have as big of, just like you put yourself out there with Cooper and he didn't have the kind of season you thought, maybe Bullard won't have the kind of season I'm expecting. But I just, you know, to paraphrase one of the great All-American orators, Steve the Homer True, with a slightly different twist on what you said about Ty Summers. I like everything about him, and I know a lot about him, as opposed to I like everything about him, but I don't know anything about him.
What have the coaches said about him from time to time?
Yeah, LaFleur basically corrected me for suggesting that that he was poised to have a breakthrough season and basically told me he's already playing damn good football. So, I mean, that didn't necessarily fit the storyline I was trying to write. But, again, we adjust to what people tell us, and we're not just going into it with, oh, this is what I'm writing and I don't care what anybody says. When Matt LaFleur says that, you know, A, it gives me confidence that there'll be even more playmaking from Javon Bullard, but B, you know, if he thinks he's been playing at a high level already and we think there's still another level for him, then that's going to be a pretty high level, and I can see why people are excited about him.
Coordinators say anything? Position coaches that stood out?
Yeah, I mean, from a coordinator, the problem with this is we talked to them once. As you well know, we waited quite a while to talk to Jonathan Gannon. But, like, we talked to those guys in, like, early May.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't talked to them since. So, like, I don't know, like, I guess I was thinking maybe we would get them during the mini camp as well. We didn't. But, like, I don't think Jonathan Gannon knew him that well, right? I mean,
yeah,
hadn't really even been on a practice field with him. So I think he was reluctant to put himself too far out there in what he may have said about where Bullard is. But I think we'll hear more from him once we get to camp. And I think he's going to be one of the linchpins. I mean, look, one of the calling cards of Jonathan Gannon's defense, even though he doesn't have a scheme, is that he...
Why do you say that? Like, you know, it's not true.
I don't, but because he likes to say it.
Okay.
That's why I...
Oh, all right. Okay.
And to be a little bit facetious, you know, I got a little ne'er-do-well in me. But he plays three safeties all the time. Packers already were under Halfley, so that's a good fit. But it just makes a lot of sense.
Why do you play three safeties? Is basically one's just a cornerback, but you still call him a safety, or what?
Well, yeah, one's a slot guy, and I think there's a couple of different ways to go about playing guys in the slot, and I think the Packers, you know, there was a time where it was a guy that maybe was like Nixon. Nixon was a slot guy at first. Nixon and Bullard are not shaped the same. Like, Bullard is much more sturdy and muscular, mm-hmm. and just thicker. And what they like about him is that he's kind of, and this is why they drafted him, because at Georgia, he played everywhere. Like, he was basically a miniature linebacker sometimes. He was a slot cover guy sometimes. He was a free-range safety roaming the countryside at times. Like, that was part of his appeal. And, you know, I think Jeff Halfley really understood how to use him. You know, there were other people like Quay Walker, who left in free agency, who apparently felt like he was miscast. I don't know if that's true or not.
A lot of teams kind of doing this, and when you the way you talk about him, their safeties.
Well, I think you got to have guys that can tackle, and Lord knows the Packers.
But they also got to run, right?
But they have to have enough cover skill to play that too. And if you find a guy like that, that's why you hang on to them. That's why, you know, that's why Micah Hyde was such a good player here, and why John Eric Sullivan is admitting that the biggest mistake that he saw the Packers make during his time in Green Bay was letting Micah walk in free agency.
And why did they make that mistake?
Because they chose Morgan Burnett, and like the old guard standing outside with the Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, they chose poorly. That's what happens. They should have kept Hyde and let Morgan Burnett walk. And instead they didn't, and they were wrong. And every team is wrong.
Yeah,
they're not the first team to be wrong about something.
Ron Wolf told us that all the time, right?
Yeah. And you would rather be wrong about, like, you know, signing Cletus Hunt to an extension, and then you don't live with that mistake. But you still have to live with the opportunity cost. And in, like, that example, you know, it's choosing Burnett for a third contract instead of Micah Hyde for a second contract. But, like, in the Cletus Hunt one, that was when Mike Sherman was the GM. And it meant they let Vonnie Holiday walk. Vonnie Holiday went on to play, like, 15 NFL seasons. Cletus Hunt was... The only time I hear Cletus Hunt's name is when people talk about his tax evasion.
If I'm right, you... But that was weird even when they did it. I don't...
Yeah, it was a terrible idea.
Yeah, but
was,
I mean...
I mean, first of all, Vonnie was exactly what you wanted in a player, and as he demonstrated. But, like, Cletus Hunt, there are certain guys that you can just get a vibe from of, like, this guy's going to get paid. You know, ask Chewy about Gabe Wilkins.
Yep.
Who, like, held out of the Super Bowl because he didn't want to hurt his free agent value with a minor injury. Like, there are certain guys you can just tell. They're in it for the money, and once they get the money, you're not going to get the best from them. And Cletus Hunt was that kind of guy.
Talking with Jason Wilde again on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Discussing Jordan Love, because it always comes up. And then this question was brought up on Twitter. If Jordan Love plays as many years as Aaron Rodgers did in Green Bay, do you think he'd be considered a better quarterback? I'm not friends with Jordan Love, but all he has to be told is, look it. You want to be, you're never going to win as many awards as Rodgers. You're never going to win any many awards as Favre. You win two Super Bowls. Let them talk about however they want. You got two. And if you get one, then you're the equal of them. So you got to get at least one. That's an area where it depends on your teammates, but you win two. You can walk around with your head held high, and they can say whatever the hell they want. And even one. You just got to get you. Go ahead.
I hate this because.
Really?
Because.
Why?
Because there's no shame in not being as great as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he'll never be as great a quarterback in terms of playing the position. But
the most talented player ever. Like, in terms of actual, like, accuracy and turnover avoidance. And
you have players. Talent. And you have players and coaches that say that. It's not. There's nothing to do with where you're from.
Me.
Well, it's not anybody. Right, it's everybody. The percentage is incredibly high.
But why that bothers me, and I'm not picking on the person on Twitter who said that. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure people understand, and I think we probably forget this because he's been gone now for 4 years, and everyone wants to love their current quarterback, and there's a lot to love about Love. But there is no shame whatsoever in being good, but not Aaron Rodgers good. Like, there's plenty of guys that would love to be as good as Jordan Love that have been in this league that never got that high. So, like, the idea that, if he plays 16 years in Green Bay, will he be better? No, he won't be.
Yeah, but he can be.
And if he wins two Super Bowls.
I don't care how good Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers was. He couldn't win two. I got two rings.
Right?
Jordan Love would never say that.
But. Maybe he'll play on two Super Bowl championship teams that played a hell of a lot better defense than all the other teams that Rodgers was on except the 2010 team. You're the king of that stat. You know how big of a factor that was.
It's amazing. It's historically amazing. Going all the way back to Lombardi. I don't know if it's because Green Bay – I really hope one day they have
not,
a year where they're not
they
first or second. Yes.
I mean, they drafted so many defensive guys in the top three rounds. They just drafted the wrong ones.
And it's, the first one who made me look at it was Dave Robinson, who said, every year you should know when we had training camp, we were better than the offense.
Yeah. I don't know how many times that was the case.
Yes, that's correct. All right, Jason, thanks.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers, all the time. Now, we'll come up with a Discount Leaguer Twitter poll question. Jordan Love. If Jordan Love wins two Super Bowls, I'll have to figure out how we come up with a ranking. Jason doesn't like it. I like it because I'm curious what people think. I win two Super Bowls. I don't care. You'd say they're better than me every day of the week. Only one of us won two. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
+1 800 990 3776. The Carbless Talk and Text line, Liz is more. Comment about anything. The Miz, he's not pitching tonight. And Jordan Love, we'll get our Discount Leaguer Twitter poll question. If you were Jordan Love, what would you rather have? No MVPs and a Super Bowl, or two MVPs and no Super Bowl? Most of my life, I've always thought I would rather win. But I don't know how much I should be held responsible. I win two MVPs. I'm good. We'll check and see. The worst person to win two regular season MVPs. You got to be good. It doesn't mean you're not a team person, but it just means how much can you do on a football team, even as quarterback? 1-800-990-3776. Milwaukee Weight Loss, every day it's the same because I can keep the weight I'm at from 229, I wasn't that heavy, to 205. Now I'm about 206. My head was looking too skinny. But Milwaukee Weight Loss says, Homer, get down to 200. Not a problem. Why? Because with their system, I eat less and I'm happy eating less. And what's important to me is there's no but. This is Milwaukee Weight Loss works, but you got to do this. No, no buts. No intense workouts, no prepackaged meals, bars, shakes, or counting calories and points. No drugs, surgery, or injections. Just a proven metabolic reset. You eat less and you're happy eating less. That's simple. For a limited time, get $200 off the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. That's MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. I can eat mass quantities of sugar, and I thought not having sugar would be a problem because the first time you don't have a sugar. But actually, no bread was a bigger issue for me. Seems to have a more negative view of my body. But again, not like I can't now have – I can have some bread. I can have some sugar, but again, I'm eating less. And rule, Homer rule one on any weight loss program, you eat less and you're happy eating less, you will lose weight. I'm sure if I'm wrong, they'll tell me so on Twitter. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Again, limited time, get $200 off for the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. And you can tell them Homer or Josh or ESPN Milwaukee. And Homer says he eats less, and how did you do that? The way you do it might be different than the way I did it, but everybody seems to do that. They told me when I started, Homer, it's almost easy. 262-235-3980. 1-800-990-3776. Callers, or I'm just going to keep talking. Next. The discount litter, discount liquor Twitter poll question. A couple minutes left. You don't call in, then I just get to keep talking. Yeah. Do you like Giannis? And I wanted to do it because I want to see how it turns out relative to what the vote was in the past. Not going to tell you what it was. Do I like Giannis? Yeah, I still like Giannis. He won a championship. Like him forever. Win a championship? I don't know what you'd have to do for me not to like you. Because you're just not going to forget it. 50 points. I should remember what he did shooting free throws in that last game. 21 for 23, something like that. 50 points, as great as Brunson was, didn't equal what Giannis did. And you always want more than one, and sometimes you should win more than one, but nothing's equal to the first. He got one. He can move on. I would still give him the max, but I understand it's risky because, as was talked about by Michael Wilbon, the problem with Giannis, to me, is real simple. Injuries. Been hurt. And they're not going to win in the playoffs if he's hurt. And there's a risk that he could get hurt even more, given his age, given the way he plays. And so you risk that, giving him the kind of money. But I'll take my chances. And it might you have to add other players. There's no argument about that. And they're not going to be good right away, but he's got to play. And in discussing how bad it was this past season, Giannis was hurt so much. And even if he's healthy in the regular season, they got to be healthy in the playoffs. It's that simple. And if you're worried, and the people I know, they're not really sources, but people close, say the Bucks, that's the issue and the concern they have about Giannis, about giving him all that money and being worried that he'll get hurt again or hurt in the playoffs, and they don't want to do it. And the control he has is you're not gonna get much if you send him to somewhere where he hasn't said he'll sign the max there. So what do you do? You should know that the Bucks now have the worst owner in professional sports, Haslam. He's not in charge yet. I think Edens is still the governor or whatever. I'm not really sure about that, but he's had the amazing ability to do terribly and probably will if he takes over the Bucks. If you give him the max, yeah, there's the risk, and the injury is the biggest one. I don't know how good they'll be. Will they be better over the next X number of years without Giannis than with him? It's a great question. So, and if anybody says I wouldn't give it to him, I get that. There's no problem. The comments that Michael Wilbon made seem tough, but they're a legitimate commentary over how you assess things. Can we stop with this? He's literally the greatest Bucks player of all time, brought a championship to Milwaukee, and has surpassed all expectations anyone has ever had of him for the past 13 years. He hasn't surpassed all expectations in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, over the course of his 13 years, but since they've won the championship, he has underwhelmed. Not that it's necessarily his fault, just got hurt. But so what if he sticks around and the team stinks for 5 more years? Has he surpassed all expectations? If it is to win a championship, yes. He's literally the greatest Bucks player of all time. Yeah, he would be. But for I don't know how many years that Lou Alcindor and Jabbar was here, I would say those years, I would like to see matched up against the years of Giannis for, what was it, 6, 7? I have to look how many years. Those 6 years versus Giannis's best 6 years, and see who was better. I think it might have been Jabbar Alcindor, and they did get to 2 championships, and probably might, if you ask people, would have won the second one if not for the injuries. The discussion about Giannis is, again, to see how people feel now versus how they felt a while back. And also that the polls are important to me because you're looking at the overall number. And it doesn't matter how negative you can be on Twitter or in any social media, you still only get one vote when you get a survey. And my expectation is that the number for Giannis maybe won't be as high. I think at one time he had the highest at 96. In fact, Giannis's brother, though I'm the only one who calls him that. That's what he is. The analysis is next, I believe, right? It's just a observation. This would be a really good time to have a live analysis. Just have his brother take calls. This is not live Thanalysis, is it? Come on. Come on, Thanalysis. You're not Giannis's brother now. You're Thanasis. How great. This having him live tonight would have been bigger than... Nah, it wouldn't have been bigger than the Knicks. The GM did, but... How about... It's still on for next week? Come on, let's get Thanalysis on. I'll donate my show to him, the Thanasis. Any day, pass it along to the important people. I will donate the entire show any day in the near future that Thanasis, I think that's like his name now, Thanalysis, if he'll come on. Take calls. Tell us about your brother. What do you think the odds of that are happening? Can't be less than 0. As low as you can go. Come on! the NASA's. I don't even have to do the show. Somebody else can do the show. I will donate my hour from now until whenever for a show for live the NASA's. The analysis. A blast from the past next.